We'll have our reading now from Psalm 93.
Psalm 93 can be found on page 601. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days.
Well, good morning. Do you keep or find Psalm 93? We're going to read the first bit together again. You've had a practice early on, and you've just had it read to you now. But we're going to read the first line together. And in fact, we need to shout it. Okay? You ready for that? You've got to shout the first line of Psalm 93, because it's a shout of proclamation. It's a statement, a fact. There's something we need to know. This is a psalm. It's part of the hymn book in the Old Testament. It's a song, but it starts with this really powerful, important, solid truth that we need to remind each other of. So have a look at the words. In fact, we're just going to read the first three words. Check what they are, and we're going to shout them together. I'm not going to shout because I've got a microphone on. That wouldn't be fair. So you've got to shout. Are you ready? After three. One, two, three. Yeah, somebody shouted. Everyone else, that was a sort of slightly loud. Let's try it again. You ready? One, two, three. That's better. That's how this psalm starts. It's this shout. The Lord reigns. God is in charge. And we need to hear that this morning. All of us, whatever's going on in life, we need to hear that. And this psalm is a dose of medicine for us this morning. The Lord reigns. We were thinking before of what a king wears. That's really helpful, wasn't it? That James led us through. What a king or queen wears. What they look like. What they have. And the psalm takes us there, doesn't it? The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Two things it tells us about someone who's in charge, but particularly God. Two things it tells us about God. Robed in majesty. There's something about him which is full of splendor, that if we were to see him, we would be filled with awe. We would bow down and worship. He is majestic. Robed in majesty, we would go, wow. But he's also armed in strength. He's got more clothes, not just the robes that we were looking at before, but also armor. Do you see that? He's armed in strength. He's got his armor on. Think of some nations where they still have big parades. There's the leader of the country. And there, going past the leader, all the tanks and all the missiles and all the soldiers and just that show of strength. This is the Lord, robed in majesty, armed in strength. What does that mean? Well, it means that the world is established, it says, end of verse 1, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You were from all eternity. There's stability to our world. Now, we often don't think there is. But Psalm 93 says there is, that the world is stable because God's in charge. Look at our world at the moment, all the posturing going on between the United States and North Korea. the world is stable. God's in charge. It's a corrective to us, isn't it? We think, we kid ourselves, we think so often we're in charge. And then things go wrong. Get angry or annoyed or scared. They're out of our control suddenly. We're not in charge. We don't reign. Don't reign over our health. We don't reign over our workplace. We don't reign over the weather. We don't reign over other people. God's in charge. That means our world is really secure. Now, to see where he goes next, I need a bit of help. Who's been to the seaside this year? Has anyone been to the seaside? Hang on. I thought I'd bring the seaside to Cheam this morning. There we go. There's something strange that happens all around our coast at this time of year. Who's been to the seaside? I need someone to come and help me. Isaac, going to help me? Brilliant. You sure you've been to the seaside? Excellent. Right. What do you do at the seaside? Tiff's got it. Build sandcastles. Have you ever built a sandcastle? Excellent. Excellent. Right. Now, what's this? Sand. I can tip it slightly. Look, that's for real. So we've got a beach. Here's our beach. And we've got more beach here. We've got a bucket. Sorry about the bucket. But we're going to... Can you fill the bucket up with sand? Isaac, just there. That's great. That's it. He has done it before, hasn't he? Look at that. That's it. Let's pat it down at the bottom just to make sure. There we go. Now, while Isaac's doing that, I want you to practice something for me. You're the sea. What does the sea do? It waves. It's very friendly, isn't it? The sea waves. So we're going to just practice a wave, okay? It's like a Mexican wave, but we're going to say it's the sea waving. So we're going to start on this side, and the wave's going to come across to this side. You don't need to stand up for this. You can sit down. But starting on this side down here, so if you're right against the wall, you're going to go first. You're just going to go like this, and then we're going to send the wave across to the other side. Is that okay? You've all got to take part. If you don't take part, it means that the wave is unfriendly and it won't reach the other side. Okay? Go. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Good, good. Isaac, you keep going. They need a bit more practice. So we're going to try that again. Okay? Let's make it really smooth. Wait for it. Go. That was much better. Much better. Okay. How are we doing? Perfect. Is it ready? No? A bit more? Are you a perfectionist? Okay. Now, do you want to turn it over or do you want me to? It's up to you. I reckon you can do it. Go for it. Fast. Fast hands. Fast hands. Brilliant. Brilliant. Give it a tap on the top. Right. Moment of truth. Yeah. There we go. Now, where did I put them? With any sandcastle, you need a flag. Think this is a bit big? Oh, no, we won't do that. We'll leave that over here somewhere. Now, why is this a crazy idea? not just because we're in church and miles from the sea. Why is this crazy? Every summer, you've done it, at the seaside, on the beach, build a sandcastle. What happens? Does it stay forever? No. It doesn't stay forever. Why not?
Because the waves destroy it.
The sea isn't so friendly after all, is it? So what I need, I need a volunteer from the back who can get me a cup of water from the sink at the back. So volunteer, Ray's on it. Ray's got it. Thanks, Ray. Cup of water. Now we're going to coordinate this. Let's see if this works. Ray, just when you fill the cup of water, just stand at the end of the aisle up there. That's it. Now this is slightly wrong, but the sea works a bit like this. If you've done geography, it's something called longshore drift. Do you remember that? So what's going to happen is we're going to do a wave across here. And as the sea waves, Ray's going to come forward. And he's going to pour his cup of water on the sandcastle carefully. Is that all right? Let's see if this works. Okay. You ready? Go. Oh, you've got to go again. Start again. There we go. It's working. And again. I know. Yeah, careful. Look at that. If I turn it round so people can see. Isaac's hard work, and it started to crumble. With what? With just a cup of water. Just a bit of water. Well, Isaac, thank you. You can go and sit down. Let's give him a clap for his castle. That's water, the power of water. We think of the sea, and here's a helpful picture just to see. You know, the sea isn't always calm, is it, and flat. The sea, we know, has real power. Storms. Where the waves get picked up and the waves pound and the storms do real damage. Some of you would have seen this in the news. I think it was earlier this year, the next picture here. The azure window. This is off Malta on the island of Gozo, I think. Some of you probably have been there and seen it when it was like this. But it doesn't look like this anymore. It's all fallen into the sea. It's gone. Because the power of the sea. The sea made that hole in the rock, but the sea also took it down. Because the sea is powerful, strong, a force to be reckoned with. And that's what we get in Psalm 93. Have a look at the psalm again. And you can see this is real poetry. Poetry that's trying to help us to see something and feel something. So look at verse 3. The seas have lifted up, Lord. Picture a wave coming up with that line. And then a repeat. The seas have lifted up their voice. And then a repeat. The seas have lifted up their pounding. That poetry is this repetition of the sea's waves coming in. The seas have lifted up. The seas have lifted up. Bash. Crash. Whoosh. It's a force to be reckoned with. And the sea, throughout the Bible, is used as picture language of things against God. People against God, or spiritual forces against God. The seas have lifted up against God. Remember verse 1 and 2, God's in charge, God reigns. Is everyone happy about that? No. There's opposition. There's pounding. There's the sea. And that's true for us, isn't it, as people. We face storms. Some of you are in storms now where things are just out of control and you feel sick and the future looks bleak and the waves are really high and you're being battered. Storms. But look at verse 4. Poetry again. There's something mightier. mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breaks of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. He's not made of sand. He's not even made of rock. He's stronger. He sits over the sea. He is in charge. He will win. He will not be defeated. Think of Jesus in a boat, in a storm. What happened? Did the boat tip over? Did Jesus get knocked into the sea? Did the storm, did he drown? No. What did Jesus do? Yeah, peace, quiet. He rebuked the wind and the waves, told them off. And they obeyed him. And it was still. Still as a mill pond, just like that. Why? Because he's mightier. He's stronger. The Lord reigns. The Lord is mightiest. Is that a word? Should be a word. The Lord is mightiest. He is the strongest. He will win. Against anything that opposes him, he will win. So, lastly, the future is fixed. Verse 5, your statutes, Lord, stand firm. God's commands, God's law, God's word, God's promises stand firm. They will be kept. Holiness adorns your house. For how long? For endless days. Forever. Forever. God reigns. He's mightiest. The future is fixed. So a couple of applications from this. Two things just to take away. The first is, for some of you at the moment, for some who aren't here this morning because they can't be, you're in storms. It looks bleak. But God's word promises that one day those storms will end. That he will be with us in the storms and he will bring us through. So turn with me, we'll all do this together. Turn with me to the end of your Bible, to Revelation chapter 21. It's a famous passage. Revelation chapter 21. Page 1249. In the church Bibles. It's for many people, it's a favourite part of the Bible. Favourite verses in the Bible. But for some people, it's a troubling verse. Verse 1, Revelation chapter 21. And it says this, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. This is talking about the new creation. Jesus is coming back. He's going to bring into existence a new creation, a new earth. This earth remade. We'll get new bodies. We've been thinking about that in 1 Corinthians. But some of us quite like the sea. This new earth that we're going to live in. It'd be no seaside. No sand? Is that what it means? No, it's picture language. Psalm 93, what did the sea represent? Opposition to God. Evil, chaos. People in opposition to God. Spiritual forces in opposition to God. Will there be any of that in the new creation? No. Not according to Revelation 21. A new heaven and a new earth, and there was no longer any sea. No more storms. No more opposition, no more struggle in life. Whatever you're facing at the moment, it will be over. Gone. Dealt with. Now, God doesn't promise to remove the storms in this life. Doesn't say this life's going to be easy. In fact, he tells us to expect storms in this life. But he promises a future where there'll be no more. There'll be no more. That's the hope we have. Psalm 93, his statutes will last. His word is secure. Revelation 21 is coming.
The storms will be over one day. That's the first application. That should make us sing with hope, even in the midst of trial now. Second application is, look at God in this psalm. What did we shout at the beginning? The Lord reigns. He's in charge. He's king. He's mightier than the seas. He is Lord. Robed in majesty, armed in strength. We ought to adore him, bow down and worship him, live for him, fear him. He's in charge. You're not. I'm not. God is. And what a good thing it's that way round. God's in charge. He is in charge. We should worship him. He's the king who reigns. Will you worship him? We're going to do that in two songs to close our service this morning. The first song is quite short, simple, profound truths. Our God is an awesome God. Think of him stronger than the seas, stronger than the storms. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. The Bible tells us so much about him. He is good. We can trust him. And then secondly, we're going to sing a hymn that encourages us to praise him because he's king, because he's in charge, because of what he's done, and because of what he will do, taking us to that future hope where there'll be no sea, no more opposition, no more storms. So two songs. Let's stand and sing. Amen. Do please take a seat. Do find Psalm 93 again. I'm just going to read through Psalm 93, just as we close. And I want you to be thinking, where do I need to know this? How do I need to repeat this to myself in the coming week? What storms am I facing? Where am I prone to trust that God's not in charge at the moment? Where do I need to apply this in my own circumstances? Psalm 93, I'm going to read it through. We'll then just have a moment of quiet, just to think and to pray on our own. And then we'll stay seated and we'll just sing through Our God is an Awesome God just one more time, just once, sort of quietly to finish our service together. So I'll read it through just one last time. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days.